Okay, we start Sefer Yoel, the second of the Treyasar, and we move on to Dvar Hashem. Yoel is about, the Radak says, two topics. There are four prakim here in Yoel. The first topic, the first two prakim are about the Arbe, the mass and the plague of locusts that Yoel foretells is going to come upon Am Yisrael. And the end of Yoel will talk about Yemos HaMashiach. Says the Radak, that's his. That's the title of the sefer. Zehanavi nisnaba tchila al ha'arbe. Shiyavi akal yisparach be'eretz Yisrael al avonoseya. Because of our sins, we will get this massive locusts. V'acharkach nisnaba nevu asida Yemos HaMashiach. When exactly did Yoel live? That is totally not clear in the text. It doesn't say. Usually it says this Navi was Navi at the time of such and such a king, right? Like we had at the beginning of Hosea, right? Hosea was a king, was a Navi at the time of four kings. Hosea ben Be'eri Bimei, Uziyahu, Yotam, Achaz, Yechizkiyahu. Here it doesn't say a word. That's why there are at least three opinions. When did Yoel live? Rashi quotes three opinions. Number one, Ben Shmuel Hanavi, Shepita La'el Bitfilaso. Yoel was one of the names of Shmuel's sons. Shmuel had two sons. And Yoel was one of the names of his sons. So maybe it's his son. The problem is, the Medrash asks that Shmuel's sons did not follow in his path. If you remember, that's why Shmuel cannot be Morish his position to his children. So if this is Yoel, the son of Shmuel, so it must be, says the Medrash, that he did tshuva. And he did super tshuva, that he could even be a Navi, even be one of the 48 Nevi'im that we know. The Rinas Yitzchak, interestingly, asks a question. If this is Yoel, the son of Shmuel, and he is one of the Mochichim, one of the Baalei Nevuah, but how does this fit into the Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, that's the Perek that the Rambam talks about, the 24 things that are Ma'akev Tshuva. So one of them is Mevaze Rabosav. And then he says, hey, Sonias HaTochachos. Somebody who hates tochacha, then you're never going to be able to do tshuva. Shaharei lo hiniach lo lash derech tshuva. You didn't leave open any space. Shatochaches goremes l'tshuva, because getting rebuked, that leads to tshuva. Shebizman shemodiyin lo la'adam chatov umachlim enoso. When a person is let known his sins and he realizes and he's embarrassed about it, chozer b'tshuva. Kamo shekasa b'torah, zechor al tishkach, mamre me'isem, v'lanasar Hashem lochem lev, am navo v'lo chacham, v'chein yishayo chiyaches Yisrael, v'yamar hoi goy chotei. Yodar Shar Koneyu, right? Tochacha leads to tshuva. V'chein tzivo akel lochiach lachatoim, shenemar karab garon atachsof, v'chein, kol anevim ochichu liyisrael ad shechazu b'tshuva. Nevim gave tochacha, they said, you need to do better. Lefichach, and here's the key line, tzarech lahamid b'chol kol v'kol miyisrael. That is why you have to appoint in every kahal, chacham gadol, v'zakein, v'yaresha mayim minu'urav, v'ahuv lahem, she'mochiach l'rabim u'machzir on l'tshuva. You have to have rebukers in every generation. But what do they have to have? They have to be wise. They have to be older. They have to be a yaresha mayim minu'urav. That sounds like not a bal tshuva. Yaresha mayim minu'urav. V'ahuv lahem, and beloved to the people. They'll listen to him. V'zesha soneas ha'tochachos, eino bala mochiach. But in this, says the Rambam, why is this a Tavar Ma'akiv Tshuva? If somebody hates the tochacha, so he doesn't come to the mochiach, v'lo shomei advarav, l'fichach yamor b'chato osav, shehein be'inav tovim. He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. Remember, the smak counts a separate mitzvah to listen to tochacha. But as the Rinas Yitzchak, if, according to the Deah, that this Yoel is the son of Shmuel, and he did Tshuva, then, but isn't that a violation of the Rambam? It says, Yerei Shemai Minu Urav. So the Rinas Yitzchak has two beautiful pshatim. He says, maybe the Rambam here is not talking about a Navi. He's talking about just a chacham gadol v'zaken yirei shemayim. To appoint leaders to give tochacha, maybe the best isn't to do a bal tshuva. But if somebody's a Navi, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him nefuah, Hashem makes the rules for a Navi. Hashem, we don't decide who's going to be a Navi, who's not going to be a Navi. So therefore, maybe that's the difference. HaRambam lo kasav shiyei yirei shemayim inu rav, rakim eino Navi, u'mochiach midas atzmo. Aval kol shemochiach al pi nefuah, lo tzorach ha-Navi lios yirei shemayim. Number one. Number two, the other pshat is, based on the Gemara, the end of Yuma, which we had really based on Psukim at the end of Hosea in the previous parak. Maybe that's a Hemshach. Maybe that's how this pasuk fits into the last parak of Hosea. Remember we had there, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. And the Gemara Darshan and the Emesech Yuma. What does it mean Ad Hashem Elokecha? Right, the Shuva could bring you so close, but there is a Machlokes in the Psukim, a steer in the Psukim. Is it Nasos Lo Kizachuyos? Is it Nasos Lo Kizhkagos? Kan Ba'ava Kamiyira. Depends if you do tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'ira, tshuva me'ava, so then it's even greater. The averis become zechuyos, become mitzvos. Tshuva me'ira, they just become shkagos. So maybe that's what's going on here, says the Rinas Yitzchak. Yerei shemayim minu rav means you still have a stain on your record. That's if you do tshuva me'ira. the tshuva meyira, then it's you're not considered a yireish shvayim minu rav. But if somebody does tshuva meyava, then the whole slate is wiped clean. The whole thing is different. Kol ki agavna she'os tshuva meyava she'ne'akar achet l'mafreya. Totally uprooted. Chashav ki'ilu lochata. It's as if he didn't do sin at all. The other abba zonos nasos kischuyos. So then he's considered a yireish shvayim minu rav. And that's how Shmuel's son Yoel, who lachora did tshuva meyava to be zocha to be a navi. So that's how he can be a navi. But that is all day number one in Rashi. This is Yoel ben Shmuel. Day number two, and why is he called Pituel? Why is Shmuel called Pituel? Because he was Mefate. He appeased HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his tefillah. Good. Yesh Omrim, number two, Shenevu Azu Nemra, Ba'osan Sheva Shanim Shomer Elisha. Elisha prophesied that there was going to be a famine, and Yoel says there's going to be 4 years of locusts and 3 years of famine. So maybe that's the same. Yoel paralleled with Elisha. Ubi me Yehoram ben Achav hayu. And it was during the time of Yehoram ben Achav, right? After Elio, in the days of Elisha, little after Elisha. That is number two. That's what the Gemara Taina seems to hold in the first parak. Ubi yame, and number three, Ubi halachas gedolos nimsa Yoel v'nachum v'chabakuk hayu b'me Menashe. It was later. It was in the days of Menashe. That is number three. And maybe that's what the Rambam holds. Because the Rambam holds that Yoel is one of the Ba'alei HaMesora. We know in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, the Rambam has his list of Nevi'im, who are the, not only the Nevi'im, the leaders who are the Ba'alei HaMesora. So where does it go from? So we know from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehoshua to Eli to David to, goes from V'kibol Eli Menazakenim Umi Pinchas. And Yeshua got it from Moshe. Let's go again. Yeshua got it from Moshe. The Kibel Eli Menazakenim Umi Pinchas. And then it went to Pinchas and it went to Eli. And Shmuel got it from Eli. And David got it from Shmuel. And Achia Shiloni, he heard even from Moshe. But he was Makabal the Mesorah from David. Eliyahu from Achia. Elisha from Eliyahu. Yehoyada, right, the Kohen Gadol got it from Elisha. Zechariah from Yehoyada. Zechariah was his son. Hoshea from Zechariah. So Hoshea was early. Amos from Hoshea. Yeshayo from Amos. Micha from Yeshaya. And Yoel from Micha. And Nachum from Micha. And Nachum got it from Yoel. So it went Yeshayahu, Micha, Yoel, Nachum. Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Yirmiyahu, and it continues. He's one of the Ba'alei Masora. As we mentioned before, B'Shem Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rambam here is not giving us a history lesson. Who were the great leaders of all time? Why? Because the Rambam stops with Ravina and Ravashi. The Me'iri in the Akdamah to Pirkei Avos goes all the way to the Me'iri. So why the Rambam stop? Shez Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, because this is not about history. This is about the Ba'alei HaMasora. Who were the ones that carried the torch? So Yoel was one of the ones that carried the torch, but the Rambam puts him with Nachum and Micha, and that's Lechora, the third day here in the Rashi. The Rambam holds like the Halachas Gedolos, that Yoel, Anachem, and Chabakuk were all Bimei Menashe. So that's a little background about Yoel. So here we go. So, Dvar Hashem, Asher Hoya, El Yoel Ben Petuel. This is the Dvar Hashem. Shimu Zos HaZakenim, he gives Musar and says, there's going to be a terrible plague unless you do tshuva. Shimu Zos HaZakenim, Vazinu Kol Yoshvei Haaretz. Listen, elders and those who live in the land. Hehaisa Zos Bimeichem, V'im Bimei Avoseichem, has there ever been something like this during your days or the days of your forefathers? Aleha livnechem saperu. You're going to tell your children about this. Uvenechem livnehem, and your children to their children. Uvenechem l'daracher. And that they're going to tell this over for generations and generations. What are they going to tell over? All of these locusts that are coming. Yeser ha-gazam, achal ha-arbe. First the gazam is going to come, one type of locust, and whatever the gazam leaves over, the arbe is going to eat. Right, it's already going to show it's supernatural, the fact that each of the locusts didn't eat everything. V'yeser ha-arbe, achal ha-yelek. V'yeser ha-yelek, achal ha-chasil. So these four, the gazam, the arbe, the yelek, and the chasil, they will all come. There's never going to be anything, never anything like this. Right, so the question is, what do you mean? Isn't there a pasuk in Shmos? Rashi already knows this. We're familiar with Yoel because of the pasuk in Parshas Bo. What does the pasuk in Parshas Bo say by Makas Arbe? Vayal ha-arbe, I'll call Eretz Mitzrayim. The Arbe, locust, went all over Egypt. Vayodach b'chogol Mitzrayim. Kaved ma'od. Lefanav lo hayakein arbe kamoho. There was never any arbe like it beforehand. Va'acharav lo yiakein, and afterwards, there will never be any arbe like it. Asks Rashi, in the name of the Medrash, on the Pasuk, what about here? What about Yoel? It says here in Yoel, Rashi knew Yoel. says here, you're going to tell your kids about this. This is going to be unbelievable. There's never been anything like this. But what do you mean? So says Rashi, V'oso shohaya b'imei Yoel, shenemar bo kamohu lo nihiye min ha'olam. We didn't get to that pasuk. That's in the next perek. That there will never anything like this. L'manu she'akavei mishamosh. It was worse. So says Rashi, by Yoel, there were four different types. Four different types at once. There was never anything like that. That was in the days of Yoel. The days of Moshe, there was one type. And maybe that one type of Arbet was greater than the one type of Arbet of the four in the days of Yoel. Okay, that's Rashi. Shayu yachad arba yelech hasil gazam avol b'shal Moshe lo haya shal minachad. And the Ramban doesn't like Rashi. The Ramban argues. He says, no, two other pshatim. Maybe this pasuk just means in Shmos, there was never anything like this in the land of Egypt again. There was never anything. What's the pasuk? Lo haya od. Avol b'chol gvul Mitzrayim, says the Ramban, nimshach. Lefanav lo haya kein arbe kamahu v'achra lo haya kein sham. There will never be anything like this. Or the Ramban at the end says, v'dayti b'pshat ha-kasuv, it's just saying that this, not saying to contrast to Yoel, it's just saying there was never any natural event like this. Right? Usually when locusts sometimes are brought in by the wind, and sometimes there are locust storms, so to speak, cicadas, locusts, whatever it is, in different areas, in different parts, every couple of years. So the Ramban says, but this, there's never anything natural like this. And also in the days of Yoel, could it be nothing natural like this? Nasu Bavrze Amar ki haya gadol ma'od mikol asher niya b'mikre ha'olam ki lefana va'achar aveinenu ba'kamohu u'begadlo yadu ki makas elokimi. They knew it was the makah of God. She'ein regilus lavo kein be'echad azmanim v'gam oso shel Yoel makah me'eis elokim. They were both. Wasn't to contrast one to the other. Says the Ramban, he thinks that's the pshat of the pasuk. Okay, so Yoel gives this warning and says that, listen up, you're going to tell your children about this. There's never going to been anything like this. You have all of these four types, the Gazam, the Arbe, the Yelek, and the Chasil. The Radak notes that he thinks that each of these names reflect what they do. The Gazam is Gozes. It cuts. Gozes is Satfua. Arbe is from the word Rove. They're a huge amount. Rav Shebeminim. Yelek, Lokeik. It licks. And the chasil, it destroys everything. Lefishu kores is akol, min yachselenu ha'arbeh. So those are the four. If you look in the Abarbanel on this whole perek says, it is a mashal. It's a mashal. Doesn't sound that way from the Midrashim, doesn't that way from the Psukim, says the Abarbanel. The four locusts are the four galios. The four galios. And that's what's being referred to here. Lefi, he says, v'chashua mafarshim, ha'nevu hazos ala arbe kipshuto, lefi shazachar kan arba bazeh achar zeh. Right, they didn't overlap. And he says, I think no. Gazam is melech bavel, shehiglas yisrael v'yushalayim, v'echrav is beis Hashem. V'anishar mimenu, whoever was left, is shevi, tabai sheni, achal ha'arbe, that's pras. And then, pras karu arbe, because there were many. What does many mean? Two. It was paras and madai. Avalo haya gozes. Umashinisha mimenu amr sha'achal hayelek. That's yavan. That licked with its tongue. It doesn't explain what it means, it licks with its tongue. Avalach, then what's left? Chasil. The chasil of the Romans that destroyed the rest of us. Shehiglas says Yehuda v'achrima v'yesheni v'achrima kol chemdas Yisrael. Says the Abarbanel, and he continues with this pshat throughout the parak. He thinks everything here is a mashal. So what does Yoel say? Hepketsu shikarim uvachu, wake up those who drink and cry vehililu koshos yayin, and wail all of those who drink wine. Allah asis on the fresh wine, ki nichras mipichem, because you have no more wine. Ki goy Allah el arti, a nation, a goy. What is goy? All the mafreshim say here, this means a group. Goy doesn't only mean a nation of people, it can mean a group of anything, beings, here talking about the locusts. Ki goy Allah el arti, atsum ve'ein mispar. A goy came to my land, right? The Radak says, either the Navi is talking here, or he is portraying one of the Toshavim, one of the citizens of the land, when this occurs. Atzum ve'imispar, shinav shine aryeh. There are teeth, like the teeth of a lion, umetalos, the molars, the large teeth. Rashi says, lavilo. Sam gafni lishama. My gefen has been destroyed. Lishama, it's become desolate. The gefen, not just, the Mefarshim explained the grapes, but there was no gefen. The roots, the basis of all the tefuah. So even if I would plant again, I have to plant, I have to wait the years of Arla and Ravai. So it's not only destroyed, but the hope is taken away from them. Som gafri l'shama u'te'ena si l'tzafa. And te'ena, the figs, l'tzafa, chasov chasafa, the bark has been peeled off. V'hishlich and thrown, hilbinus are again, only the whites of the trees are left. So they need to heal. It's not even that they're even ready to grow again. Eli kibsula chagurasak abal nu'ureha. Pasuches, we are all familiar with from the end of Kinos that we see on Tisha B'Av, right? Eli tzion. The Areha, right, and this is what the first line is based on. Cry for Sion and Areha, the Chivtsula Chagura Sak Al Baal Nu Reha. Right, Ki Isha Bitzira, we add in a phrase, the Baal HaHakina. Ki Isha Bitzireha, Eli means to cry. Cry for Tzion, we say. Here, let's just translate this pasuk. Cry like a basula. Chagura sach like a basula is wearing sackcloth. Abal nurah means a woman who just got married and her husband dropped dead, Rachman al-Islam, before they got to live together. She cries. So that's what they're crying about. Kibsula chagura sach. That's the mashal given. What a painful cry the imagery is. Rav Soloveitchik writes in one of his, in the pshatim that he's given on the kinos, there's an extra phrase. Well, just ask it this way first. Why is this usage of this type of imagery? And why do we use that, the Baal HaKina, at the end of Tisha B'Av? Eli Tzion, cry for Tzion, kimo isha b'tzira, like a woman in childbirth cries, and here, uksu ha'gur asak. And you should cry, why shouldn't Eli Tzion be the first Kina on Tisha B'Av? Right? Why is it the last Kina? Almost in all versions and nuschos of Kinos, that's the last one, Eli Tzion. Cry for Tzion, shouldn't this be the first, not the last? So explains Rav Soloveitchik. The point is that kinos is not supposed to be something that we cry and then we go back to exactly how we were beforehand. When we cry and we think about Tzion, we're supposed to be focused on Tzion and become different people through that. And we're supposed to keep crying for Tzion. And after Tisha B'Av, we're supposed to keep crying until we have a Beis HaMikdash. Maybe you're born a Beis HaMikdash. So we say, Eli Tzion bi'areha, kamo isha bitzira, like a woman in childbirth. Could a woman in childbirth tell her not to cry? She can't not cry. It's natural. She has to scream out. That's what she does. Or like this woman whose husband died under the chuppah. Tell her not to cry. That's impossible. She has to cry. That's exactly. Crying for Yerushalayim is supposed to be part of us, that we can't not cry for Yerushalayim. And that's what the Baal Kina was doing by taking this pasuk. Eli, cry. Like a woman chagura sak. It's so part and instinctual that this is what has to happen. Hachras mincha, we continue now, Yoel says, Hachras mincha, v'nesa beis Hashem, all minchas, all flour, wine, the Beis HaMikdash is done. It's desolate. Avlu ha-kohanim misharasi Hashem, and therefore the kohanim are in avelus. Why? The Radak explains, because they used to get fed. They didn't have any land, they got fed from the korbanos and the portions of the leftover minchas, and now there's nothing in the Beis HaMikdash, so they're starving. Shudat sadeh avla adama, the ground has been plundered, there's nothing to eat. Shudat dagon hovish tirosh. Again, this is the famine. After the arbe and the four types of locusts went through, there was nothing left. There was a famine, nothing to eat, nothing to drink. And there was a drought. Hovishu ikarim, be embarrassed, those that farmed and focused on the land. Helilu karmim, alchid vasara, wail for the wheat. Ki avad katsir sadeh. There's nothing left. Hagefen ovisha te'enu mlala. There's no gefen, there's no te'ena, there's no rimon, there's no tamar. All of the kimat, all of the shivas aminim are mentioned here, along with vitapuach. Pasuk Yud Beis. And the tapuach, everything is dried up. What's tapuach? So we know what tapuach is in modern Hebrew. But Rav Shechter assumes in Bikvei Atzon, he quotes, based on Chazal, based on Gemaras and other Shitas, that tapuach l'chora means some type of citrus fruit. Right? The Minhag Yisrael is to put apples in the charoses, because the Gemara uses the lashon of tapuach. But really, it's the Gemara seems to say that it's some type of tart fruit. So Rav Shechter in Bikvei Atzon on page Ayin Zayin, he says lachor bevadai hainu pri kamo tapuz sheish bo acid charif dilu mashenikra kiyom tapuchim ein bo charifus klal. Unless it's a type of crab apple that's a little bit of acidic. Either way, this is a question in Chazal in the poskim. What exactly is a tapuach? But either way, the tapuchim were destroyed. Again, that's why some people think that the Eitz Hadas was a tapuach, was an apple tree, but really tapuach might not have meant that then. Chigru v'sivtu ha-kohanim. Kohanim, gird yourself and wail. Helilu misharsi mizbeach. Wail those who serve at the mizbeach. Bo linu as basakim misharsi elokoi. Those that serve Hashem, put on sackcloth. Ki nimna mibeis elokeicha mincha v'nesach. Because you can't do the avoda. This pasuk cries out to be looked at, for a malbim to be looked at. Whenever you have parallel phrases, but different, very often the Radak says it was just kafa le'inyan b'milim shonot, and the malbim always Malbim always says no, it's referring to something different. So the Malbim here too, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Chigru V'siftu HaKohanim, that's the title of the Pasuk. Kohanim, be in mourning. There are two groups of Kohanim. The Kohanim that are really serving, the ones that want to do L'Shem Shemayim, and they've just been outvoted, so to speak. And then the Kohanim that just bring the Karbanos, but they're not really focused on Avodas Hashem. Says the Malbim, that's what's being referred to here. Shumadab el shtei kitos min hakohanim. Kates chad yachgeru sakvis paalu. Put on sackcloth and daven. The kadacheres yalilu v'yispedukim is yaish bein tikva. The other one is just going to cry out without hope. Hakat hakohanim tzadikim shari mesharsi Hashem v'ovdim avodas Hashem bekavanasam. That was one group. And the other, they just brought karbanos. So then, nothing for you to cry about for the avoda. So bo linu basakim mesharsi alokai. Those are the ones that serve Hashem. And kachu tzom kiru atzara, start fasting and cry. Those are the ones that don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, and therefore, but they're still going to have to cry because they're starving. So kachu tzom kiru atzara, so make a fast. The Radak says this is still the warning. If you have the fast and do tshuvas, then the plagues won't come. Isvu zakenim kol yoshev haaretz. Zaku al Hashem. Ahol hayom. Woe to the day, says the Abar Manel. This is referring to Tisha B'Av. Woe to the day. Ahol hayom. Ki karav yom Hashem. The day of Hashem has come close. Who kishod mi shakai yavo. And a plunder from shakai. What's shakai? That Hashem is in charge of even nature. Says the Malbim. It's not going to be natural. Hashem can do whatever he wants. Kishod mi shakai yavo. Halo negede neinu ochel nechras. We're going to see the food in front of us, but we're not going to be able to eat it. That's even more painful, explains the Mefarshim. It's not like we just don't have food that grows. It grows, but then we're not going to be able to eat it. Mibeis alokinu simcha v'agil. Everything, all the happiness will be removed. Everything will be go to waste and rotted. As the parak ends off, ma nencha behema, even the animals are not going to have any food to eat or to drink. Navochu edrei bakar, there's not going to be any mira for the tzon, nashamu. It's all going to be desolate and it's going to be destroyed. The Abar Benel Lashitaso says that all of these other animals are referring to the other nations, that after Nebuchadnezzar destroys New Yerushalayim, he's going to go and wipe out other nations and conquer other nations as well, and that's what this is being referred to. But this is the first parak of Yoel, as he foretells some type of famine and some type of plague of locusts that are going to happen, that he's trying to get B'nai Yisrael to do tshuva to make sure that it does not happen. Baruch Hashem, we had a haschalah.